Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the share where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are here in Bet Yud Tet, Parak Bet, Mishnah Yud Tet, Chapter 2, Paragraph 19. One of my favorite Mishnahs as well. They're all my favorite, but this one seems to stick out as well because we never really have enough time in the day, at least the daytime. At nighttime, the kids are sleeping, maybe we could feel we could finally relax. But during the day, it always feels like there's never enough time. How do we know? Because Rabbi Tarfon says, Hayom Katzar, the day is short, v'hamalacha merubah, but there is so much to do. There's so much to accomplish. The task is abundant. There's so much to be done. But the laborers are lazy. Such lazy people in the world. Such lazy people out there. The wage is great. And the master of the house is insistent. Hashem is the master of all of our houses. He wants to make sure we use our time wisely, to get done things wisely, to make sure we use our time and our efforts and our abilities to get things done. Don't be lazy. Carpe diem, seize the day. Get stuff done today. Whatever you can be done today, whatever you can get done today, make sure to be involved. Make sure to get a lot done. How many are the days of the years of your life? Paro asks Yaakov when he sees him in this week's Parsha and Vayigash, because Yaakov looked like someone who was aged, someone who really had a long, difficult life, but he made sure to make the most of his days and his years. When the Avos pass away, Hashem writes in the Torah, Yemei Shenei Avraham, Yemei Shenei Sarah, because their days and their years were long. They made sure to use each day, even though years are short and the days are short, they made sure to use the days and the years to the utmost of their ability. They had so much work to do, so much task to accomplish, but they did it. They made sure to be involved in the proper aspects. They made sure to do so. They weren't lazy. They made sure to get things done. Make sure to get things done every day. Become a doer. I'm a very big doer. I happen to be someone that likes to get things done, whether it be house projects or side projects, things that I'm involved in my shiurim and my podcasts. I like to be a doer to get things done. We need to make sure to get things done, especially in the winter days when the days are short. There's so much to do. Don't be lazy. Hashem will get you the schar. He'll get you the reward. Make sure to be involved. Hashem wants you. Insist that you are involved. Sforno points out, the Tana said, one must wonder at the indolence of most, if not all, men, as it is written, HaKol Sar Yachdav Ne'alachu. They have all gone astray, together become depraved. For even though they do not occupy themselves with Torah study and mitzvahs out of love and reverence for God, as it is fitting nonetheless, they should at least study Torah for the great reward. For one enjoys its fruit in this world, and the principle remains in the world to come. As it is written, for the Torah is your life from Devarim. Now, to attain Torah knowledge requires much time, and man's lifespan is short in ratio to the task, which is Aruka Eretz Midah, longer than the earth is its measure. In addition, the master of the house is insistent. For he has doubtless implanted in the nature of man a yearning for knowledge. Were it not for the evil inclination for leisure and physical pleasure, man would make an effort to attain this knowledge, as our sages said, Ribono shel olam ritzonaini la'asos ritzonecha umi me'akev se'or shebe'isa. Master of the universe, our desire is to fulfill your will, but what prevents us? The leaven in the dough. The notes point out, as the Sforno explains, Rabbi Tarfon expresses amazement over mankind's indolence. Despite the fact that man was created with an innate desire to know his creator and the time granted him to attain this knowledge is so short, he nevertheless squanders time, which is his most precious gift. Rabbi Tarfon believes that the average man realizes that the knowledge of God can be attained only through the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs. Given the fact that the reward for the pursuit of Torah is so great, one would think that man would dedicate his every available moment to this pursuit. However, Rabbi Tarfon is also most understanding of man's frailties. He realizes that the evil inclination, which our sages characterize as the leaven in the dough, is extremely powerful to the degree that man finds it difficult to turn a deaf ear to its enticements. That is why Rabbi Tarfon finds it necessary to remind us of these seemingly obvious truths and to admonish us for overlooking them. At the same time, though, he expresses sympathy for and understanding of man's shortcomings. So remember, the day is so short. The years of your life are so short in reference to the timeline of Jewish history, the timeline of history in general. There's so much to be accomplished. There's so much to do. We need to make sure to be involved, and we need to insist that we are involved and do whatever we can. There's so much to get accomplished. The day is so short. The years are so short, but there is so much you could pack into a day. Somebody who could pack 30 hours into 24 hours is someone who could get so much done. If you can make sure to be involved, make sure to learn this, to learn that, to do this, to do that in your days, you could really make sure to capitalize on the time you have in your days. Join us next time as we talk about you got to get the work done, but it doesn't always have to be done by you, but at least start it here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.